Jimmy, you are in the process of getting more and more active in the Republican Party right now, and I commend you for doing that. I have one question for you. What's going on locally in the Republican Party? Do we have something optimistic that we can talk about so our listeners will know we're not just sitting on our thumbs, but we're actually taking action?
Well, I think there is a lot of people that have been on the fence, that don't really pay much attention, and we've talked about this before. They don't spend much time staying abreast of the local politics, or even, you know, certainly not the national politics. But, you know, they don't really, local politics is not that important to most people. But now you're seeing in Washington State these really unbelievably lax policing policies that are coming down from the state legislator, that are not allowing law enforcement to go out and actually chase somebody if they're off your property after a robbery. That's just absolutely insane. You're seeing the school gender policies where kindergartners are being taught sex ed and through legislative action by the Washington State. You're seeing inflation, you're seeing environmentalists close down smart, wise, environmentally friendly businesses like aluminum. And people are beginning to wake up and say, wait a second, I think I better get involved locally. So we see a large influx of people that have typically been on the fence and not cared, beginning to stand up and say, wait a second, I've got to do something. And we're seeing more and more businesses and more business leaders that say, wait a second, I won't survive here. I can't go on. My workers are going to be out of a job if we continue with these draconian lockdowns. If we can't get more employees, I will not make enough money to keep my business open. That is creating backlash. People are stepping up, and we have to see it around the country. Washington State and our little county here is one little example, but I see that as an optimistic sign that people are going to be much more involved in this next midterm, and of course in our upcoming local elections in November of this year.
Jimmy, what I want to say is I am offering you my time and my talent and to a certain extent my treasure for the Republican Party. I am happy. I have plenty of time right now since Kathy has passed away. I would like to become as active as I can. Informing our listeners what's going on in this particular program is one thing. I also want to roll up my sleeves and get active in the Republican Party here in the Northwest. So you've got me volunteering to the most important person in the local Republican Party right now, Jim McKinney, offering you all the help that I can possibly give. I will take all of my direction from you because you, Jim, know a lot more about the local political level than I do. I am getting very, very unhappy with the totally pessimistic attitude that's going on right now in our neighborhood and every place where I go. Give me some comments.
Well, I believe, Al, that, you know what, yes, the Republican Party, I'm exceptionally involved with it, but there are people in the Republican Party that are actually have sold out this nation as well. There are senior leaders within both the state and as well as nationally that have sold out America to corporate interests, that have sold out America to financial interests, that that have some great philosophical view that they're somehow, I'll just give an example, Mitt Romney, that he's more sanctimonious than Donald Trump, though he's been a politician for, you know, decades,
yeah,
and he's as manipulative as anybody else. So wait a second, it's not just the Republican Party. It's this nation. It's the future of this nation. It's about sovereignty for America. It's about our ability to keep local people employed. It's about our ability to provide services and manufacturing to make this nation better. It's about doing things that protect our families and our schools and our children. And that's what the fight's about. It just so happens that the Democrats have lost their direction. They're being manipulated by very influential and very powerful interests that want to give people something for nothing, that want to give away free stuff. And the Republican Party is the closest thing that I believe goes back to those fundamental constitutional values, though it's got to change as well. It's got to stop the institutional country club type of actions that, you know, in the past that they were better than you or better than they. And I see that happening. I see it happening at a grassroots level because I see a lot more minorities. I see a lot more Hispanics, a lot more blacks in our community, which is, you know, very few, that are stepping up conservative values. It's not just about the Republican Party. It's really about those values in this nation.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. There's no question about that. There is a lot of pessimism going on right now. What I'm going to do, and I want everybody to be aware of this, all of my regular listeners, our regular listeners, we are going to do everything that we possibly can to inform you as to what's going on right now. You all are very aware of what's going on in the local area here. I think if you multiply that times at least 100, maybe even 1,000, you have a good idea what's going on in other much largely areas that are populated a lot more densely than ours is right now. What's going on here is simply a barometer, an indication of what's going on in the entire country. I have to say, I sincerely would not want to be in California right now. I would not want to be in Wisconsin. I would not want to be in any of the major cities on the West Coast. The Saul Alinskys of the world are doing, and I have to give them credit where credit is due, they are doing an excellent job, in my opinion, in giving this country over to the communistic element and the socialistic element. They're doing a great job. They're very smart people. I totally oppose them. Jim, give me some comments on that. Are they doing a great job in your opinion?
Well, they've been fairly successful, I will admit. And it's sad that people are basically, Americans have like stopped paying attention and don't understand what the negative aspects of socialism and Marxism and what the damage that it's done to humanity in the past. They forget because we've had a couple of years of good times. And of course, they're using the hate card and the race card as the most influential weapon to intimidate people. You know, I wanted to go back to from the previous segment. We talked a little bit about the Biden administration. They've had a really tough week. It started off with CNN town hall, Biden saying that, hey, only people that have been that are unvaccinated have got the virus. 2 days later, the CDC says, hey, look, even vaccinated people have to have masks on. You know, these are crazy twists. Biden says, look, I used to drive a 18-wheeler, total fictitious lie. And I'm just going to end it with this. A friend of mine, actually a close friend, was in the neurology office with his neurologist. And apparently the neurologists in California, who are not conservative by any means, they watch Biden and they just laugh out loud at a large medical group inside in California, in the Central California area, because they look at him and say, oh my gosh, he's like one of our Alzheimer's patients, one of our mentally handicapped patients.
Right.
And that's who's leading the country. That's why people are uncomfortable, because they're seeing there's no leadership and there's a continual spin to protect him. And that's what's so damaging and undermining confidence in everybody right now.
I agree 1,000%. Let me make one comment because we have to cut this here very, very shortly. One comment, if Biden ever got behind the wheel of an 18-wheeler and drove it even 5 feet, he would not
stay
be
out
lying.
Of the way.
He would not be lying. And that's unfortunately the type of action right now that the progressives are dealing with. If you want to live in a country that has a preponderance of gay people, if you want to live in a country that has a preponderance, let me not say gay, because my feeling on that is they will all be judged in the final judgment. And I want to say that's not my place to judge them. I totally disagree with them, but God's going to get them. He's going to win in the long run. Thanks for listening, folks.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.